Here's the translation of the text to English. Note that the original text is already in English, so no translation is needed. Gold starts 2026 higher after 60% surge last year. Silver, platinum follow. Oil inches up following biggest annual loss since 2020. Oil prices tick up amid geopolitical risks. OPEC Plus meeting on tap. Russia and Ukraine trade allegations of civilian attacks on New Year's Day. 3 killed in New Year's Eve attack on informal miners in Peru. China imposes curbs on beef imports to protect domestic industry. Trump delays tariff hike for upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets by 1 year. USDA details $12 billion farm aid package favoring rice, cotton. Soy farmers warn of strain. U.S. issues fresh sanctions targeting Venezuela's oil sector. Oil prices log steepest annual drop since 2020. UK turns surprise winner as global investors rotate out of U.S., Barclays. Raymond James resumes Apple coverage, flags limited upside at current valuation. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.89%. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.15%. China's Xi to host South Korea's Li from Sunday amid Japan tensions. Bain Capital buying South Korean activewear firm Echo Marketing in $344 million deal. Exclusive drug makers raise U.S. prices on 350 medicines despite pressure from Trump. Asia stocks rise. Hong Kong. S Korea lead gains a shipmaker's rally. Samsung Electronics says customers praise competitiveness of HBM4 chip. Taiwan manufacturing sector returns to growth at end of 2025. South Korea manufacturing PMI rises above 50 for first time since September. Malaysia manufacturing PMI holds steady at 50.1 in December. Vietnam manufacturing sector ends 2025 with solid growth. Indonesia manufacturing sector ends 2025 with continued growth. Pakistan manufacturing PMI reaches highest levels since February. Dutch manufacturing sector ends 2025 with slight slowdown. India's manufacturing growth slows to two-year low in December. Lackluster demand drags Indian factory growth to two-year low in December. BOK's Rize's recent $1 levels do not reflect economic fundamentals. Neuralink plans high-volume brain implant production by 2026, Musk says. Asia's factories end 2025 on firmer footing as orders pick up. Singapore Q4 GDP up 5.7% YoY. Preliminary data shows Starlink plans to lower satellite orbit bit to enhance safety in 2026. Italy says U.S. has sharply cut proposed pasta tariffs after a review. Dire year for dollar has little light at end of tunnel in 2026. AI spending, strong corporate profits, Fed rate cuts seen as key to 2026. U.S. stock market. Meet 48 and Masari. Publish research report on the comprehensive overview of Meet 48 Bitcoin price today. Climbs to 89K but set for yearly decline. Q4 losses weigh. Bitcoin price today. Slips back to 87K amid thin trade. ETF outflows weigh Bitcoin price today. Inches lower to 87K level amid subdued year-end trading. Meet 48's 2026 Roadshow, successfully held in Seoul, unveiling multiple products to lead the global AI plus Web3 entertainment industry. Cruton Digital, institutional-grade blockchain infrastructure for Web3 ecosystems. Bitcoin price today rises to $89 amid thin liquidity, ETF outflows. Bitcoin price today ticks lower to $87 amid ETF outflows, holiday lull. Thorchain launches native cross-chain swap interface in public beta. Bitcoin price today drops below 88K as rebound stalls ahead of key U.S. data. Ecovyst completes sale of advanced materials segment to Technip. Energy's Revolution Wind to file injunction against lease suspension order. Mesoblast announces board leadership changes as company evolves. StarTrader starts the year with a new look and feel. Society Pass closes $3 million public offering of common stock. Kathy Wood's ARK buys Beam and Twist Bioscience stocks, sells Roku Prime Drink Group, completes first closing of private placement. Tomagold closes oversubscribed private placement for $348,075.